Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog podcast. It's a show that happens twice a week where it's Wednesday, let's face it, it's three old guys talk about old games.
Yeah. We should change the name of the show.
Tadpog.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, don't do that.
It sounds so good, though. It sounds really good.
Because on Original Flavor Wednesdays, we keep with the main theme of the podcast and play through IGN's top 100 Super Nintendo games.
Mm-hmm.
This week.
Whether we want to or not.
Whether we want to. God.
We subject ourselves to IGN's torture.
It's funny you say that.
Is it?
This week's 15th ranked game.
Uh-huh.
Tetris Attack.
Oh boy, a Tetris game. That sounds really good.
Yeah. Who doesn't love Tetris?
I love Tetris.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
Tetris.
I love it.
So to talk about Tetris
uh-huh.
is one of the world's foremost Tetris experts.
Right.
John Turley.
As we know from Tetris Dr. Mario.
Oh yeah, I did play that.
So you are officially an expert.
I feel like an expert given everything you told me about the documentary on Tetris.
Well, you know, we're both experts.
Yeah.
Let's share the credit.
I think so. If you've watched that documentary, I think you are. you definitely
know more than most people's mothers.
Yeah, so.
Before we really get down into this breakdown, this wonderful breakdown of Tetris Attack,
mm-hmm.
I'm your bearded host, Tyler, and I had to ask the Tadpog Final Fantasy Facebook group. Final Fantasy Football Facebook group.
It's a lot of goddamn apps.
To make sure I hadn't told this story. And I haven't. So I want to tell everyone about the story when I sleep molested Josh Nance of Uniracers fame.
You definitely told that. No, I'm kidding.
I'm sure I've told you outside of it. When you were masturbating, I was like, I got something for you.
No, I needed help masturbating, yeah. And I called you. I was like, Tyler, tell me a story. What do you got that's, I don't know, just a little homosexual and about someone I know?
So you're looking for like third rapey, a third homosexual, and just a third someone you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, 100% someone I know.
You only know a third of them. But when I lived in Louisville, Josh Nance came to visit me one weekend. And like I think like Meg had been staying with me like the two previous weekends, had driven up from Paducah to Louisville and stayed with me. So I was used to having her in bed with me when I went to bed. So he comes over. Of course, I have my Ambien. We were playing probably Gears of War or something like that until we went to bed. And then I only had the one queen-size mattress. So mm-hmm. we slept in the same bed. Which we've been doing for years and years and years. But I remember we were asleep, and like I'm having a dream, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm gonna reach over and like touch Meg. So the next thing I realize, I wake up to Josh just yelling, Tyler, 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 because he was asleep in his boxers, and I had rolled over and just started at his knee. And just worked my way slowly up until I was like in his butt crack before he was able to get me off of him. So he wakes me up. I'm just like, oh, sorry. You were sleeping with Meg. Just rolled back over.
And that's the worst night of sleep Josh ever got.
Because the whole night he just turned over just staring at me, just waiting for it.
Josh never played Gears of War again.
Josh never slept with his back to you.
Front or back, either way I'm going to get him. Either way I'm going to get him.
You just unbutton his pajama flap in the back.
Because Josh does wear like a onesie, a red onesie to bed.
With the sleeping cap. What's up, Internet? I'm Dave. I'm your bespectacled host. And I have an announcement to make. I've been holding this for a long time. I've been holding on to this. Until we entered the third trimester, but I am going to be a dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wanted Phil especially to know, because I think Phil is the one who gives me the most goddamn shit about not having a kid. There's something about a dude with a kid who really wants to shame somebody without a kid. I got to question you, Phil, and your motives. It worked. It totally works, because I'm going to be a dad now. So thanks, Phil.
I'm saying, Dave, don't have kids. It's not worth it. And I'm just sitting there reading like, oh, that's funny. That's funny.
And then meanwhile, also in the same chat, everyone's like, everyone has a kid here except for Dave. And then a few other people chime in. I don't have a kid. So I'm going to be one of the have a kids. So
one of the Starbilly Sneetches.
Yeah, I guess. What's up, John?
Not much, man.
You have a kid. I'm going to join your kid club.
Yep.
We could, yeah. like the Burger King Kids Club.
Dibs on wheels.
You're going to spend some time in that little playland area at all of those restaurants.
That's great. I'm just looking forward to like there being another human that lives in my house that likes video games as much as I do.
God willing. Oh, God willing. Hoping not a jock. God, watch us all have jock kids. It's going to be awful. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I was... kind of from a family of jocks. I didn't really
get Charlie's got the gene.
I didn't really get that.
It's a jock gene.
Like, I think it skips a generation.
When
he's got the AC Slater gene. Shit.
When your wife was pregnant, did she put the headphones over her belly and just blast jock jams nonstop? Yeah.
John's trying to sleep at 3 a.m. Come on, I jam.
Your kid came out with a Monstar jersey on.
He came out looking like Dean Cain in a Bricklayer jersey. Yeah.
Dean Cain.
I love my reference to that fucking MTV All-Star basketball game.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, man? Yeah, sorry, I got to run with that.
I'm kind of reeling from a ibuprofen that I took earlier because I had a wicked bad headache. So
no drinking tonight.
No.
Just a heavy dose of ibuprofen.
Yeah, pretty much. But we were talking earlier about I was quitting smoking, and it made me think of this scene from Mad Men that I was watching, and they're giving blood. It's like one of the first blood drives.
Everyone smokes on that show, for the record, right?
Yeah.
Like literally everyone.
Because
right?
I'm pretty sure in the 60s and 70s,
even the equipment like smokes, right? Like everything smokes.
Remember where we worked? In the old CSI building?
Yes.
That was built in the 70s, mm-hmm. early 70s. And the urinals in the bathroom had ashtrays beside them. Mm-hmm. So you didn't have to put your cigarette out while you were pissing. I mean, it was like that. But anyway, they're having this blood drive, and it shows these guys standing out in the hallway, and one of them is smoking a cigarette because, you know, he smoked inside wherever you were. He just fucking smoked. But they're standing there, and this one of them looks at the other one and goes, "Hey, man, they tell you not to smoke a cigarette, but you totally should. I swear to God, my knees went weak." And so not that long ago, I went and gave blood. And when I left, I was like, I wonder if that shit's true. So I pulled out a cigarette and I lit it up. Yeah, about three drags into it, I was just like, whoa.
So you smoked it right after?
Man. Yeah. When you're a pint low and you smoke a cigarette, it hits you hard.
I never did that. As much as I smoked, I've never done that.
I've only done that once. And yeah, you probably shouldn't do it.
I used to smoke in the shower.
I just really...
I know.
I used to smoke in the shower.
The first time I said your apartment on a weekend, like I got in the shower, and I'm like, why is there an ashtray like full of cigarettes in the shower?
It wasn't even an ashtray. It was a tea glass. The most disgusting hillbilly ashtray in the world. It just smoked, like, just soaked cigarette butts sitting in a tobacco soup.
It was like a Philip Morris hedgehog, the way it just, like, everywhere.
Sounds horrible.
Yep. That used to be my breakfast and lunch, too.
But now you and Nikki are both clean.
Yeah, now I'm fat. It's
and
great.
Have, and
I love
a baby.
It.
Look what happened when you quit smoking. You're not fat. Please, Dave. Please. Mm. Please. The pictures of you when you still smoked, I think you were bigger then. I think you looked.
Yeah. Yeah. and the time of my wedding, you know, where they take a whole bunch of photographs for you that are going to be around till you die. That's probably my heaviest.
Yeah, me too.
So yay. Yay for planning and poor diet habits and exercising habits.
Yeah, still got plenty of those.
Hey, I'm a podcaster. That gives me a reason to be out of shape, right?
Yep.
That's why we keep doing
this,
right?
That's why we're not on YouTube. It's in the podcasters.
It's in the union contract. Uh-huh. Like you can't spend a lot of time at the gym.
We know our place. It's podcasting. It's not video. Until we get in shape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then we'll respond to Jacob York's Ice Bucket Challenge when we're in shape.
When we're not ashamed of
next year,
a wet t-shirt
passe.
On.
Yep.
He called you out.
Yep.
Yeah, he did. We totally did not do that.
Not a damn thing.
Tyler said, I don't want to do this. And I was like, me neither.
I was like, hopefully somebody will release nudes of celebrities and completely blow this Ice Bucket thing over. Thank you, Jennifer Lawrence.
I remember one of the guys at work was like, I was like, hey, did you hear about the fapping? He was like, just looked at me straight in the face. Just went, greatest day on the internet ever. That was it. He just walked away.
Can we get him on the show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure we
could. Sounds like a good fit. I totally missed the fappening because I guess it happened while we were at Dragon Con or it happened right before. I don't know.
Right before.
Because like I totally missed it and then I came back and I was like, John, you told me about it. And like I immediately texted Tyler's like, have you heard about this fappening thing? And Tyler's like, yeah, I have everything. But you removed all like the FBI questionable stuff.
Whenever I found out some of it was questionable, I was like, oh, delete. Nope. No, thank you.
Quote unquote, some of it.
Yeah, some of it.
By the way, I want all of that.
Okay.
Non-questionable stuff.
You want to talk about Tetris Attack?
Nope.
I don't know either, but I feel like we gotta.
Why? It's our show. We can do whatever we want.
True.
We never do what we want on here, Tyler. Let's do what we want for once. Roll up a bard, please. Let's record that. I'm sure our listeners would enjoy it. Let's do it.
They can hear me talking my halfling voice. Yeah.
I like it.
Bardic things.
Let's do the rest of the show in character. Next time we get Miller on, he can do his favorite character of mine, Cornelius.
Oh, man. Yes. Because he will be on next week. So we'll have him for then.
Mm-hmm. Tetris Attack.
Yeah. You hear that, Dave?
Yep. I hear that.
That's the
click clack of tiny reindeer on the roof.
Yep. That is the rolling for D&D stats train.
That sounded like a good one.
Yeah.
That sounded like an 18.
Please.
I do. As everyone knows,
I will. I always associate, I need to hear the round die. That's what I always think of you rolling.
Think of the D20.
The D20 barrel.
The D20, yeah.
Oh, I missed that set. I lost it.
Oh, you lost it? That sucks. That sucks.
You can't fucking critical every time you roll.
That barrel D20
was
gone.
That was the 17th rolling dice I've ever had.
Okay, guys. I do hear that. I hear all those 18s that Tyler rolled that ushered in a little segment that we like to call Dave Reads from Wikipedia. Guys, Tetris Attack is a 1996 puzzle video game developed by Intelligent Systems and published by Nintendo for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System and Game Boy. It is the first game in the Puzzle League series. While it was originally known in Japan as Paneled Upon, I guess that's a play on words.
You've been paneled upon.
For the Super Famicom and featured different art assets and characters. Its English localization was replaced with characters from Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island. It was released on the Game Boy under the same name. The Game Boy release of the Yoshi version was also later released in Japan. On November 3rd, 1996, a version was released for the Super Famicom's Satellaview satellite modem service. So I guess they had an online version of this game.
You could play this over.
I assume that you could play another opponent over the modem. It doesn't say in this Wikipedia article, but we're going to go ahead and make that official on Tadpog.
Man, I want to see the device you use to hook, you know, like the modem that plugs into your.
Do you remember what was the Genesis modem? Do you remember that?
I know what you're talking about.
And they had that pay. They had the pay service where you paid a subscription service to have access
play
to certain
these, like,
games.
100 certain games. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh wow.
That's like Sega always like ahead of the curve, but mm-hmm. too ahead of the curve.
Mm-hmm.
It killed them. Yeah. Every single thing they did was like two generations too soon.
Yeah.
That and their console stacking. They were big, big, big into that. Like putting the 32X in the Sega Genesis and then the Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic and Knuckles,
right?
And wasn't the Game
like
Genie.
A CD
and
the unit you stacked on to or something like a Sega,
the Sega CD.
CD. Would mm-hmm. attach to mm-hmm. one of the others.
It had
or
a,
something.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I can't keep up.
Speaking of Sega, this game is similar to the Baku Baku Animal developed by Sega in 1995.
Oh, that makes a little more sense then.
Let's
steal something from Sega and just try to Nintendo up as much as possible.
Shrug.
I guess we can go ahead and just
so
start.
We're done talking about this game. Let's. How's that bard coming? You got the race, well, halfling. Fuck. Great.
I mean, do you want to explain like how it works and everything?
Nah.
And how that it's absolutely nothing like Tetris.
It's not. It's not Tetris.
This
at all. At all. At all. At all. At all. At all. It's not Tetris.
This game is a scam. It is a fucking scam. Because you look at it, and it looks like Tetris.
It was developed.
It's called Tetris.
It was developed by a Nigerian prince.
You look at the box art, and it's like Tetris. If you look at an actual screen of gameplay, you will very quickly
not
at all like Tetris.
Yoshi is not on the box art, and he's all over the fucking game.
The namesake of Tetris, Hank Rogers, says that he regrets granting permission to Nintendo to use the name.
I'm glad that you found that.
And that sums it up.
Yep. All Nintendo does was slap that on there just to make a buck. Because it wouldn't to push it.
Yeah.
People are going to want to buy Tetris, sure.
Yep.
You
said this when we were playing it. You would have been so disappointed mm-hmm. as a kid to come home with this game, pop it in, and be like, not Tetris.
Did they put the wrong game inside this cartridge?
Well, that's what I thought when we were playing it. I was like, this cannot be the right game because this is more like Dr. Mario than it is Tetris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was explaining it to that guy that I work with on the phone.
Yeah.
And he said, sounds more like Dr. Mario.
It is. It's mm-hmm. more like Dr. Mario than Tetris.
Yeah. It's
like Dr. Mario crossed Kirby's Avalanche.
Yeah, it's not a bad puzzle game.
No, take it by just on its own merits. Take it out of the Tetris and Nintendo shell and just judge it by its own merits. It's not bad.
It's not bad.
No.
It's not great.
Mm-mm.
It's not bad. I thought the versus mode was fun, but I think that's the most fun of any puzzle game is the versus mode.
It had I like some of the single mode stuff. Of course, like it kind of had the endless. You're just kind of clearing lines. You're basically, because it's just a bunch of cards, essentially, that you can move left and right to organize into pair like sets of 3, 4, 5,
mm-hmm.
up and down, left and right.
And you flip them like you flip pills and mm-hmm. and Dr. Mario.
And you're just mm-hmm. trying to clear them. You can knock them off the edges to basically flip them over until they fill in the gaps.
It's a tile matching puzzle game.
Yeah.
I think that's really all we need to say. You like manipulate the tiles to fucking match the colors. And it's a puzzle game. There,
you have a two block horizontal cursor that uh-huh. you use to select, and then flip them around.
Which you desperately want to be able to make go vertical as well.
Yeah, it would have been a lot more fun if you could have made it go vertical.
Not doing that.
You can only switch the tiles horizontally, and that's frustrating, especially when I'm trying to figure out how to rotate the cursor because it's like I'm sure I can make it vertical, and then I hit the R and L buttons, and what does the R and L buttons do in the game?
Speeds that shit up.
It speeds it up. So all of a sudden, I've lost because I've been spamming R and L. So you live, you learn, I guess.
And you need buttons that make it go faster. I mean, right?
Yeah.
You'll get combinations.
What the point of that? Why would you put that in there? I mean,
I don't know.
That row's going to come up anyway.
It's coming up eventually.
Because it just, in the single player level mode, it just sets an arbitrary line, and you just have to make sure you clear all the cards above that line.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the puzzle option for a single player was kind of cool, because it'll lay out all the tiles, and you have one move, and you have to clear the board in one move.
That's cool.
And then eventually it was like, it got more complicated, so two moves, and you're having to look over the board and see how you can do that. But that... That's the only thing I really thought was cool about the game.
Let me ask you guys a question. Having played all of the other games on this list, if this game did not have Tetris in the title, do you think it would be on the list? Would you consider it to be on the list?
That's a good question. I'd say yeah. I mean, I've certainly played worse games than this.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really, really weird that it's placed where it's placed.
At fucking 15.
I feel like the dude just needed a puzzle game up near the bottom of the list.
Is it, have at any point, have you tried to correlate this with sales maybe?
No. I mean,
could he have based that, based the whole damn thing on sales?
No, I kind of doubt it because, like, Mortal Kombat 2 was a huge seller.
Oh, yeah.
Like, same for the original Mortal Kombat.
Huge seller. Mortal Kombat 2 sold, like, I mean, it had, like, I think, like, $500 million in, like, the first week of sales. Like, it was enormous.
Well, then he was high. That's the only practical.
Or as Phil has said, or Paul has said, someone has said he was drunken on a deadline.
There you go, yeah.
So yeah,
I know some journalists. That sounds about right.
So no, it's I think it's the biggest travesty of placement we have seen thus far.
I think it's pretty fair.
Yeah, where would you put it on the list?
In the 40s.
I'd probably put it a little lower.
No,
I'd put it in the 40s. I still think that like Bust a Move is a lot more fun than this.
Got that written out of my notes. Yep.
Bust a Move, I think, is like because all the other puzzle games we played on this list have been fucking tile matching puzzle games.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bust a Move was different. And it had a cool mechanic and how you it like oh, it had a skill mechanic to it other than, you know, critical thinking.
So much fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, Bust a Move was fun. I don't know.
I think it should have been the highest ranked puzzle game, to be honest.
I thought that Tetris Attack looked pretty good.
Yeah, I mean for a game in 96, like it's based so much off of Yoshi's Island. Mm-hmm. Like strongly off of Yoshi's Island. If you're going to do that, why not have Yoshi Island art style on the game?
It did feel a little off, right? And I know why. Like, when I was reading from the Wikipedia page, as soon as I saw that it wasn't developed by Nintendo, it rang true. Because it has this, like, yes, these are Nintendo characters, but they look a little off.
It doesn't have the polish.
It feels like a knockoff.
Yeah, exactly. They look a little, like, that is Yoshi, but something's weird about Yoshi. You know, it's like Yoshi's, like, weird, like, foreign cousin. He's like Yoshi's Balky, essentially.
It's like when I go to Tater Day and, like, the vendor has all the Tommy Hilfiger stuff. You look closely and Tommy's filled with an eye. It's that kind of thing.
Tommy, do they still sell Tommy Hilfiger stuff?
Tater Day, I'm sure it's all over. Man, I had so much.
You mean Timmy. You mean Timmy Hilfiger.
Timmy Hilfiger. His cousin, Timmy.
I had so much Tommy Hilfiger stuff, man. Oh, I just recently got rid of my Tommy Hilfiger bag, and that's just because all my shampoo exploded in it, and I didn't feel like cleaning it up.
Sorry, Tommy Hilfiger. If you're listening, your bag wasn't worth the cleanup.
Yep. I mean, I got a good, like, 15 years out of it.
Did you ever wear the cologne?
Yeah, that's where I got it. It was included with the cologne.
That was my go-to in high school, man. Mm-hmm. Tommy. Yep.
When I had that polo, it was the polo and the blue bottle was my, that was my high school cologne.
Yeah.
I forget what it was called. I had, polo sport, I think, yeah.
Might have some Dracon Noir.
My dad did.
Yep, I was that guy.
That's what my dad wore.
Yikes.
I'd wear it to church. That and Yikes. Jupe. You guys ever heard of Jupe?
Yeah, no. Yeah. My buddy Levi used to rock the Jupe.
Oh,
man.
God. I'm so embarrassed for having ever worn Dracar Noir.
Dracar Noir.
Oh, man.
Hey, it was better than Brute.
Yeah, it was better than Brute.
It's
I also had
fucking low bar.
I also had some Stetson.
Hey, no, my grandmother bought
My aunt gave me mine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there we go. Old people doing it. They're, well, not right, but they're doing it. Giving gifts.
What, polo sport?
Making
and
you
then
smell not terrible.
Well, you guys wear Curve?
Yes.
Curve was a big thing. Yeah, every girl loved Curve.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had the whole Curve like gift set for Christmas. The, you know, fucking deodorant that was just paste. It's all
the glue stick.
You want your armpits
is that
just
the
feel like
roller
sticky?
Ball? Is that
yeah,
what you're
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Would it vaguely
that
smell, but just really just be sticky?
That rollerball doesn't exist anymore, right? Is there a deodorant that has a rollerball still?
I haven't seen rollerball deodorant.
I've worn the same deodorant really all my life, except for what I get in gift sets for Christmas.
What deodorant is that?
Cool Rush Degree. John. That's why all my white t-shirts have yellow armpits, because of the aluminum.
It hasn't been the same thing that I've worn. It's been a lot of years, but they haven't had. I've always worn Old Spice stick deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
But the Swagger, like ever since they came out with Swagger, I pretty much wear Swagger.
Is that an Old Spice, like Marriott?
It's a smell.
An archetype?
It's a scent. It's a scent. It's an Old Spice scent. Okay. I used to wear the...
It's hip Old Spice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't think there is hip Old Spice.
I used to wear Old Spice, but then that fucking aluminum, man, like started like ravaging my pits.
No, I only deodorant. I do not wear antiperspirant. They make Old Spice that's just deodorant, and that's what I wear. I wear
the Dove for men because I'm sensitive. I'm a sensitive soul.
You know a secret about my dad? Loves my mom's deodorant.
Really?
If she doesn't hide it, he'll always use her secret.
Ah.
Hey, it may be pH balanced for a woman, but it's strong enough for a man.
That's been a good cologne and deodorant talk.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find us on iTunes or Stitcher so you don't think...
Because I don't got shit else to say, really, about Tetris Attack. We talked about the modes.
Let's talk about how
it's bullshit.
Let's do it.
I mean, one player had the endless mode, the puzzle mode.
Mm-hmm.
We played versus mode on two-player.
Yep.
Two-player was just time attack or versus.
Mm-hmm. We did versus. I thought it was more fun than single-player.
So what you're saying is this game was just bursting with originality.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a really, like this game was so just a puzzle game. It's just like it could have come out and the box could have just been white Helvetica on a black box that said puzzle game.
Tile matching.
I would have bought it then. If it had been designed well enough, you would have bought it then. As long as it's not Comic Sans on a
That's what it should have been based on the game. Ugh.
You seen that sign that somebody took a picture of that says it somebody prints out, I can't remember what it says, like, you know, empty the coffee in the break room or something like mm-hmm. that, or this bathroom is busted or something. But they did it in Comic Sans, and then somebody printed out another sign that said, "We are a Fortune 500 company. Stop fucking using Comic Sans."
That's like you should ask your IT department to remove that from all of the computers in the office.
That was a t-shirt I told Nikki I wanted to get it for you for your birthday. It was
What's
just
that?
A white t-shirt, black writing in Comic Sans. It said, "World's best graphic designer."
I wish you would have gotten that. I would have worn that to work and like got applause.
It's funny because, you know, Ian.
Awesome. I love that.
It's funny. I remember having a conversation with Ian, who also, you know, graduated from Murray for graphic design.
Mm-hmm.
And he said there's certain things that I find really pretentious about graphic design. He was like, and that is the fact that if you do IT, you call it a font. But if you're a graphic designer, it's a typeface.
I mean, it depends. I don't want to get into it.
Right.
It depends. No, I don't want to get into it.
I understand.
I'll get into it. If it has an italic, a bold, demi bold, it's a fucking typeface. If it's just a goddamn one thing, then it's a font.
All right. I didn't realize there was a distinction.
Comic Sans is a goddamn font.
Because Paul.
You can't bold Comic Sans? What?
Paul does our, you know, Original Flavor Wednesday playthrough videos. So what's Paul playing today? Tetris Attack. One of the shorter Tetris Attack, or his gameplays I've ever seen.
One of the shortest. What's Paul playing today?
Yes, like 13 minutes. He checked out. He's like, there you go.
Pretty boring.
You can see it.
Thanks for doing those for us, Paul.
Mm-hmm. We're sorry it has to be like that sometimes.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy II's next week, though.
So we challenge you to play all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just publish the entirety of Final Fantasy II.
What was he too long play? It'd be great. Do you have any achievements?
No. God, no. No. Yeah.
I have two.
All right. Go for it. I'll come up with something in the meantime.
Faith the Vampire Slayer. And you unlock that by getting a 5x5 line combination. Because on Buffy, Faith, Buffy dies.
Oh, spoilers.
Well, sort of.
I started watching season one, by the way.
She comes back.
Spoilers.
Although that offsets the Slayer and, you know, the... One dies, the next one shows, and that one dies, the next one shows. Oh, it fucks shit up.
I haven't.
So one player is still alive, and the next one still gets chosen. And the next one is somebody else. The next one after that one is Faith.
Okay.
And whenever you ask Faith how she is, she always says 5x5.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I originally thought she's square. She's okay, but square's not 5x5.
Well, square, I mean, yeah, why
it
five?
Could be dimensionally length versus height. But, you know, I think you should look it up because it is a reference to something in either like ham radio or aviation, something like
that. Oh, is it radio talk? Is it like what's your 20 kind of deal?
Yeah, it's some sort of like code talk.
Grandmaster Wiley.
5x5. Get back to like
every, 5x5 is radio communications expression. It means loud and clear. So that makes no sense. How's it going? Loud and clear.
Well, it just means everything's good. This is my understanding of it. Like somebody says 5x5, it just means all's well.
Also, it says 5x5 is the best. It's the best. Here we go. This is probably what she's talking about. The best of 25 possible subjective responses used to describe the quality of communications, specifically the signal to noise ratio. This show, never 5x5. never. A lot of noise to our signal.
Although I think Faith is season 3, which I think is probably the best season of Faith.
I don't have to watch it now.
Best season of Buffy. She was supposed to get her own spinoff, but Elijah Dushku was like, no, I'm going to do True Calling. Basically the same show, but it doesn't have any support behind it. So it failed after one season. Yeah. Meanwhile, Faith would have been a fucking hit. Eh. My other one is Edward Nygma would be jealous.
Okay.
And you get that by clearing all the puzzles in puzzle mode.
Okay. It's fucking Riddler shit. That's a Batman deep cut. I like it. I got an achievement. It's called Not Sparkster because it's fucking not, at least it's not Sparkster. Mm-hmm. So it's got that going for it. You just turn it on, achievement unlocked, not Sparkster. Good job.
You can keep playing it without having to reset it.
I got one.
Second.
It's called Not Tetris.
You son of a bitch. Step off, John.
You fucking guy.
Sorry about that.
No, it's fine. I got a second achievement called Not Tetris. Damn it, John Turley. I wish this was a Star Trek game because I came up with a great Star Trek achievement that would be set phasers to fun.
Oh, nice.
That just came to me, so let's use that.
We need to do the old PC game that I played, the 25th anniversary.
We've played enough old PC games, John.
Don't and hey, that's something else I want to say. As a PC gamer, I appreciate he tried to defend PC gaming. Mm-hmm. That sounded like the worst fucking example of PC
Inca.
Gaming from 1992.
Specifically talking about
yeah,
Inca.
Definitely Inca. Like it was in the car and we were talking about it. I was like, fucking Descent, I think, came out in 92. I want to think like Heretic was like 93.
That's a
or
pretty
94.
Old game. Yeah, Heretic's old.
Heretic. Yeah, it might have been even 91, 92. Doom 2. I mean, there were some really, really good PC games around that time.
I don't know, John. I've only played Inca. I don't know.
There was an old one I really liked called Under a Killing Moon that I think came out before 92. Like, there were a bunch of really good PC games. That game sounded fucking awful.
Yeah, Inca was bad.
I think he got trolled. Yeah, I don't know.
I heard back from CNAPS.
Mm-hmm. What did he say?
He said that ANAPS is actually a female. Mm-hmm. I assume it is maybe, it has some kind of relationship with CNAP, mm-hmm. Whether that be a family member or significant other. But she chose that game. So ANAP is not CNAP.
Okay. Facebook Adventure is like, ANAPS is a girl. I made her play this. Like, did you also troll her? And then she was like, I'm not the only one having to suffer. These fuckers have to do it too. But let's go a little bit out of order and just go ahead and just bury all things Tetris Attack.
All right, Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
Got a question for you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you were to give this game a beard and just summed up how you feel about it, what kind of beard would you give it?
I would have to give it Bailey J's pubic hair.
Man, we haven't referenced Bailey J in a long time. I'm glad that she has come back. I really am. I'm glad.
So, like, you're looking at Bailey J, you start at the top. It's like pretty girl. You scan down, like big, nice boobs. Okay, flat stomach, pubes. All right, here it comes. Dick. It's not what you're expecting. So it's like Tetris Attacks. Look at Tetris. Oh, there's a Tetris. Okay, the The game art looks like blocks. All right, let's plug the game in, turn it on. Nope, not Tetris.
And written in Sharpie on that big old schlong is not Tetris and block letters and a block typeface. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
If you were to give this game a pair of glasses, what kind of glasses would you give it?
Out of the back of very old comics, the swirly X-ray vision glasses, because they advertised something and then gave you something else.
Sounds like you like this game.
Mm, so much. Man, so much.
Those are both incredibly appropriate.
Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
If you were to give this game a price on Amazon, how much would you give this game used?
I don't think it's good, but I know quality does not always determine price.
No.
Because fucking like Red River Crossing on the Atari is like $10,000 or some shit. It's not a great game.
What? So, what do you mean it's not a great game?
I'm gonna middle it, just right in the middle there. I'm going to say
$8. $8. John Turley, if you were to buy this game on Amazon, how much would it be used?
$3.80.
$3.80. Actual retail value of Tetris Attack for the Super Nintendo used on Amazon at the time of this recording is $4.99. Less expensive than I would have thought. Because I kind of was thinking like you, Tyler. I figured a lot of games, like this is a game I'd never heard of. And it has Tetris in it. I figured maybe it's got some cachet in the collecting world. I would have thought, actually, I would have gone higher than $8. I would have gone like maybe like $30. But no, it's kind of crappy, so it's $4.99. Any guesses on how much it is new?
$36.
John?
I would say $50.
$99.99.
Yeah, somebody's shooting real high.
Factory sealed.
Man. All right, well, I feel like after all that, we need a little bit of a palate cleanser.
I thought we were done.
No.
I thought we were done.
We're done with Tetris Attack.
It's been a good show.
But I have a quiz prepared. And I think it's a fun quiz that we'll enjoy after enduring Tetris Attack.
Are you doing it Tetris Attack style and you're not actually going to give us a quiz? You're going to read us a 10-minute monologue.
Yep. I'm going to read you The Great Gatsby in real time on the podcast.
You're going to read us The Trials of Colby.
Oh, God. So this is a quiz about the 80s and 90s cartoon music and rhymes. So for the most part, I will give you the first part of a cartoon theme song.
I love this quiz.
And you finish it up.
All right. Maybe we will.
And I'm going to not be reading with any inflection.
Oh, that's going to make it extremely difficult.
Yeah.
When the evil shredder cuts tags, I'm waiting for that one.
You wear a disguise to look like human guys, but you're not a man. You're a...
John Turley, go.
I got nothing.
You wear a disguise to be like human guys?
To look like...
Oh, now I understand. Now I get it. To look like... Well, and this is 80s or not 80s and 90s?
This is 90s.
And this is like... Is this like a TV show kind of thing? Like, or is this just, what are you looking for?
It's a TV cartoon.
It's a TV cartoon. It's a 90s TV cartoon. You wear a disguise.
To look like other guys.
Human guys.
Clearly this is not something I've seen.
It is, for sure.
Wear a disguise. And it's in the theme song?
Uh-huh.
What was the second
one? It's a cartoon within a cartoon.
Oh my God.
You wear a disguise to look like human guys, but you're not a man, you're a...
Porcupine.
Alien.
Man.
I don't know.
Chicken Boo.
Oh, okay.
From Animaniacs.
Yeah. That's been a while.
It's been a while.
I do not feel bad for missing that.
I've seen a few episodes.
Wheel of Morality. Turn, turn, turn. This is more of an in-game, in-cartoon rhyme for us. That's for a segment.
John Charlie, go.
Every time I look at you like, I don't have any idea. You're like, John Turley, go.
That's my thing. That's what I do now. Wheel of Morality.
Turn, turn, turn.
Wheel of Morality?
What cartoon were they
throwing? That was Forrest Gump, the animated series. That's my guess.
That's not
Forrest
crazy,
Gump, the animated series.
Also Animaniacs. Wheel of Morality, turn, turn, turn. Tell us the lesson that we should learn. When Yakko would bring out the big thing and spin it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what I'm talking about now?
Kinda.
Okay.
Vaguely. Who was dinging? Was that it should have been an eh.
Sorry, it was a guy. I'm on call right now, and there was a guy that's putting a phone system in at one of our client side telling me that it's all good.
All right.
So, well, let's see if it's all good, John.
Yeah, ask him if he has watched a lot of Animaniacs.
That's the it for the Animaniacs questions.
That's too bad.
Captain Planet, he's our hero.
Yeah.
Finish that line.
Gonna take pollution down to...
Zero.
Three? Zero. Zero. Zero.
Correct.
I almost slipped through my fingers there. Like, John Turley, go.
This one is two parts.
Oh, boy.
Transformers, blank. Transformers, blank.
John Turley, go.
More than meets the eye, robots in disguise.
Yes,
boom,
sir.
Correct.
Nailed it.
Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg.
Yeah.
Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes.
Aeroplanes.
It's a duck blur.
Uh-huh.
Finish that line.
Might solve a mystery or rewrite history.
Boom, correct.
Nice.
DuckTales. Yeah. Woo. I would love to commission Stephen Wright to sing DuckTales, the DuckTales theme song.
Cloud of smoke and he appears, master of surprise.
Mm.
Finish that line.
Dun, 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 dun. I don't know it. Read the line again.
Cloud of smoke and he appears.
Appears.
Master of disguise.
Oh God, I don't know the next line. It's Darkwing Duck.
It is,
but I do not know the next line. Darkwing Duck.
Yeah.
Ba-dang.
When there's trouble, just call DW.
Darkwing Duck.
Yeah. I never saw any Darkwing Duck. I don't think.
Who's the cunning mind behind that shadowy disguise?
Yeah. Okay. I should have had it. I hang up my microphone.
That's tough.
It's G.I. Joe against Cobra the Enemy, fighting to save the day.
John Turley, this is all you. I never watched G.I. Joe.
I did, but I do not remember the next line.
Is that what you're looking for, next line?
Yes.
What is it again?
Where's the rest of the stanza? It's G.I. Joe against Cobra the Enemy, fighting to save the day.
Ah, man, I can't.
What rhymes with day? That would be what rhymes with day? That would be in a G.I. Joe theme song.
Rhyming is not a good way to go with G.I. Joe.
I'm thinking bidet. Something about a bidet. Yeah,
squatching those French bidets.
Sergeant Slaughter liked the bidet.
Maybe a beignet. I'm trying to think of things that G.I. Joe would interact with.
Butter made by parquet. He never gives up. He's always there, fighting for freedom over land and air.
Oh, okay. That's poetic.
Fuck the sea, though. Just land and air. Navy's a bunch of queers.
I'm gonna leave that.
Yep.
Nah, you can't do that. Nah, seriously. I'm not talking any kind of shit about the Navy. No, Navy.
I never see John Turley flip flop like that.
Boats are cool.
His sensors hit red immediately. Danger, danger. I want to be the very best, like no one ever was.
We're supposed to name what that is, or the next line? What do you want?
Both, preferably.
No, I have no idea. Can you tell us the 80s or 90s?
I believe it's late 90s.
Okay, then I'm definitely not. What is it?
I want to be the very best. I want to be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause.
Must be Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Yeah, okay. See, I never watched Pokemon.
Splinter taught them to be ninja teens.
Uh-huh.
He's a radical rat.
Uh-huh.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Uh-huh.
Give me the rest.
Heroes and a half shell turtle power?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll give you the first word of the next part.
Okay.
Leonardo.
John Turley, go. John Turley, initiate Turtle Delta. Say something about the Navy. Help us out.
Leonardo is the leader? Or is the leader? I don't know.
Close. Leonardo leads. Donatello does machines. Raphael is cool but crude. Michelangelo is a party dude.
Yep. Man, I've failed. I failed today, guys.
All right, man.
I failed today.
Last one.
Cue gunshot sound effect.
Sometimes some crimes go slipping through the cracks.
Uh-huh.
But these two gumshoes are picking up the slack.
Uh-huh.
Finish that lyric.
See, it's not good because you like do the whole verse. Yeah. And then you're like, what's the next verse, motherfucker? I know it's Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Yes, correct.
There's no case too big. There's no case too small. When you need help, just call.
Boom.
Chippendale. Man. I sing that to myself every morning when I get ready for work. that's not even a goof. I get out of the shower. I walk to the bedroom naked and I'm just singing the Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
God, I hope it's because you have Chippendale tattooed on each side of your dick, so you can't help but get in the shower.
They say that getting a tattoo when you're 7 years old is a bad idea, but I would argue that these two gumshoes are vastly overweight. They look like they look like either side of a Rorschach.
Their noses are stuck in a briar bush.
What you smelling there, Dale? Oh, I mean, it gives me plenty to look at when I masturbate.
Tattooing that jacket on your dick to be fat cat.
Oh.
That little segment was for you, Jacob.
It's a pretty good quiz, Tyler.
Thank
it's pretty good. I like good. It. We got that some good. Good. We got some good Chippendale goose out of that. So disappointed with myself for just choking on the Ninja Turtles.
Man, I haven't seen the original show, or well, I don't know if it's the original.
It took me some digging to find it because everything was the recent stuff.
Early 90s Ninja Turtles show in a long, long time. Now, if it were like the new Ninja Turtle,
yeah,
the one that Charlie watches, yeah.
Can you sing that?
No.
You don't know it, or you just won't do it?
I'm not doing it.
John Turley, go!
So you can. You can.
No, I couldn't see. It's like a rap. It's actually really fast. I would butcher it, I'm sure. But I think I remember.
We don't have a problem with that.
I think I remember most of it. But no.
Does Michelangelo rap it?
No.
Have you seen the new movie?
No.
There's rapping in that.
I'm not surprised.
What is that? That is. I was hearing something about that today, that Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go, Vanilla mm-hmm. Ice's. That's his second biggest hit, and he was getting sued left and right for like copyright infringement. So he had to
On Ice Ice Baby.
He had to buy the rights to like all the stuff he's done for like $2.5 million. But since he owns the rights to all that shit, like he's made way, way more. Like they pushed him into a corner, but it's been like the best thing he's ever done.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Huh. I can see that.
I don't know how I feel about that. I just don't. Sorry, Vanilla Ice. I guess I just don't want you to be successful because I saw you on reality television when I was in college and decided I didn't like you.
He was he was crazy on the Surreal Life.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about when he. Shit. What was that show on MTV where they
appropriating
gave him
black culture? Yeah, he was he was definitely on that show.
No, I can't remember what show it was, but like they gave him the tape. The last tape of, or supposedly, I guess it was the last tape of the video to Ice Ice Baby. And he like takes it and he's supposed to just smash it, but he loses his fucking mind. Like he smashes the tape with the baseball bat and then he just starts taking out the set. like people are freaking out. The camera guys are like, what the fuck is wrong with this
fucking
guy?
Hindenburg?
Yeah. Like he just starts losing his shit and it's, oh man, it was terrifying.
Have you heard his explanation to like how he like still to this day, like will deny that he ripped off
Queen.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Shit.
He's like, well, Under Pressure went dun 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 dun. But my riff went dun 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 dun.
Oh my God.
I wish, see if we can find that. I'd love to put that in the show notes because it is like the most ridiculous, like Mike Tyson thing for him to say.
I don't really have anything else.
It's been a podcast. We've done that. You need to feed Kenna, right?
Pretty soon.
Yeah, you want to talk? What's our time like?
52 minutes.
Want to talk about the other tattoos I got when I was in elementary school?
Yes. Yes. Or how I feel like amongst our group of friends, one of the biggest debates is who's going to get what Suikoden tattoo. Because a lot of people have discussed, mainly Jacob York, about each of us getting a Soul Eater rune tattooed on us. And who's going to get the Soul Eater.
Where do they go, by the way? Like, they probably need to go in the same place, right?
See, I wouldn't want to get mine, like, I know nothing about tattoos. Uh-huh. So, like, Todd, what would you get? I was like, maybe the True Earth rune. Where would you get it? My heel? Is that a place? Is that a place people get tattoos? No, I don't know then.
You can get it done there. It'll just, like, come off immediately.
Yeah.
I would get it, like, this would probably hurt a lot, but I think it'd be really cool if you did it, like, right at the base of your dick, like, where your balls meet your dick. Mm-hmm. That way you can just lift it up and... Like, I don't know. It's the dick rune.
It's the true dick
rune. One rune to rule them all. I don't know. I don't remember all the runes from Suikoden.
They're still, I don't think they've covered all 27, even though.
So some are just up in the air?
Some they just haven't talked about yet.
This whole tattoo strategy, I think, is just falling apart before our very eyes.
Yeah.
I feel like if they're not going to go through trouble and make all the runes, we should never, ever, ever put them permanently on our body.
Until you get 27 true runes, me and my 27 friends are not getting your tattoo.
By doing that, you're putting more commitment into the runes than the game developers did.
You're not wrong. Oh, such a good series of games, though.
I didn't play all of the first one because all the dragons sound like elephants. I feel like that's a valid complaint. I felt a lot like when I played Tetris Attack because I expected to hear a fucking dragon. And when it opened its mouth, it went, brr, it didn't even sound like an elephant. It sounded like Uncle Joey doing an elephant. And I just set the controller down. I was like, well, this is a fun game, but I can't live past this.
See, I'm hoping just in post, somebody just like hit the wrong sound effect. Oh, shit, we made it. Well, I guess dragons are big. Leave it. We've already sung it up.
We need consistency. Just keep going. Just keep doing
that. Maybe in the HD remake, they'll actually make them sound like dragons.
Man.
Or,
so good.
I didn't see the Desolation of Smog. If Smog sounds like an elephant in that movie, if Benedict Cumberbatch does an Uncle Joey elephant, then I'll go back and play Suikoden start to finish.
Is Benedict Cumberbatch in that movie?
Yeah, he's Smaug.
Mm-hmm.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I need to watch The Hobbit, I guess.
I saw the first one.
Oh, man. The Hobbit was so good.
Really?
Here's my inflammatory statement. I feel like The Hobbit was better than the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Do not tell Second Breakfast Podcast that you said that. Let's get a special episode where like you and Phil Duvall go toe-to-toe on why The Hobbit is better.
That would end up with like Phil screaming and me just having my head in my hands, just shaking my head.
It sounds like a stellar podcast. And then Andy and I could just like, I guess, laugh. I don't know what we would do.
He would give me eloquent reasons why, and I'd be like, oh no, I get more. I don't know, Phil. I think it's better. I've never seen Star Wars, Phil. I don't know. I just know Hobbit's better than Lord of the Rings.
They're all sound arguments.
I make the best argumentative statements when I talk like a redneck.
It's true.
I think the thing that's so upsetting about you and Star Wars is that you have seen the shit ones.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you've seen the shitty ones.
You've seen the bad ones.
Mm-hmm. The ones that I could get in the car and drive myself to go see. Yep.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, like, drive off a cliff. Like, the ones I could just... put on and drive off a cliff because fuck it.
And I mean, I understand, you know, you need to watch the first Star Wars movies.
Don't push him. He's stubborn. He's stubborn on this. Tyler's stubborn on this.
It's more of my thing now than it is like anything else.
You're that guy that hasn't seen, the guy that hasn't seen Star Wars, the original Star Wars.
Are you going to see the new ones that are coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think those are going to be good. I think I'm hoping that those are going to.
They're so good, dude. They break Harrison Ford's bones. So,
yeah, exactly. William Falcon wants to eat him.
I'm a huge Star Trek fan. Huge Star Trek fan. And I loved what J.J. Abrams did with Star Trek. And I think he is going to knock it out of the park with Star Wars because he is first and foremost a fan. And just what I've seen, those little trailers, he did mm-hmm. the Force for Change and everything. There's puppetry. There's actual fucking models.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff that he did with Star Trek, one of the reasons it looked so amazing is because he built shit. Like, he went back to the way they used to do it, where everything wasn't fucking digital. And the scene where they're running through the forest, like, at first I thought they colorized it. And then I was like, how do they do that so well? No, they built it. They spray painted a fucking forest. Like, I mean, red. You know, they built it out of, like, styrofoam and shit.
Yeah.
And painted it. Like, I love that he's kind of going back to that. And I think it'll look better. I think it'll be a really, really good. Plus, he's a fan. He makes movies that he would want to go see.
I think this first one is going to be good. I think the one that he is directing is going to be good.
He's only doing one?
At last I heard, he is only doing one. And then the next one is, it's going to be passed.
They're silly if they don't pick him all three.
I don't know. Seems kind of a mistake. I mean, personally, I think that's what really hurt the Twilight movies, was having a different director. So if I learned anything from Twilight, Star Trek,
have you seen
Star
all Trek, of
Star Wars. Yeah, I've seen all the Twilight
movies. You've seen
all of them? Meg dragged me to the midnight release of all those fucking movies.
And you still married her?
Yeah, I still married her.
Love.
I listened to the audiobooks.
Love that girl.
He did.
So.
Nikki read all the books. She said the books were good. She liked the books. Did you like the books?
They aren't the travesty of shit that everyone makes them out to be, but I understand why a lot of women love them as much as they do.
The books are
not awful, but they're not good either.
The books are not going to be as good as the movies, Tyler, because Kristen Stewart's acting is so fucking amazing. The girl has such range.
See, Bella, this is going to be weird. Bella's written to be like that blank slate.
She's every girl or every woman.
She's written really well. Bullshit. She's written. Stephanie Meyer, the author, knows her shit because she made that girl so blasé and plain that anybody reading the books can imagine that they're Bella.
And but what if the person reading the book's not blasé and plain?
Then they're probably not reading this shit. They're probably out banging dudes and getting money. So whatever. Either you read Twilight or you're a prostitute. You heard it here first. So if you haven't, if your girl hasn't read Twilight, I bet you're on the tree corner.
Which humanities class did you pick that one up in? There's
two kinds of women in this world.
We're going back to Mad Men? Did I miss
something? Prostitutes and Twilight fans. Misogyny.
Can we? You know what would be a great series is if someone took Twilight and just rewrote it as if Don Draper wrote it. I would read the hell out of that.
Yeah.
Twilight by Don Draper. I'm there.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
We're done. We ended on that.
Yeah, we filled enough time now. We can be over.
Time to feed the baby.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find us on iTunes or Stitcher. So you don't miss the next episode, we'll be talking on Original Hever Wednesday about IGN's 14th ranked game, Final Fantasy 2/4, depending on what kind of a fan you are.
In what region you're born in.
Yeah. And as far as Other Ship Monday goes,
we don't know. We never know.
Yeah.
Secret. We never know what we're doing on Monday. It just kind of happens. You probably pick it up when you listen to the show and you're like, these guys don't know what the fuck they're talking about. That's because we figure out what we're going to talk about like day before.
Hey, what do you have time to play? Fuck, I don't know.
Nothing. Nothing.
What have you played? This. All right, I can play that.
All right.
It really helps us out when you give us 5-star reviews.
Mm-hmm. Mainly our egos, honestly.
Mostly our egos.
Let's be honest.
We don't make any money, so it's mostly our egos. So if you want to help feed our egos, keep the gun out of Dave's mouth.
That's
a deep cut.
Whew. That's one that my wife doesn't like to hear. She's expressed vocally that she does not like that.
Oh, she is listening now, isn't she, again?
Mm-hmm. She'll get back to this one day.
So go to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, write something with it, write us a review for that 5-star rating. If there's a game you want us to play, include that.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a guest host for some episode you know about, or a combination of the two, you could even say, I would like you to play this and have X and Y guest host for that episode. Or if you want us to be your emergency contact, or notify your emergency contact, or be your alibi.
Mm-hmm. If you want to do voice acting for the next Suikoden Dragon, we can work on that.
Send us that sound clip, and we can probably email it to somebody.
Yeah, we promise we will email it to somebody.
But as far as getting to the episode goes, we'll get to that eventually.
All right, guys. Like Tyler said, we're going to be back. I want to apologize for just Tetris Attack. I just want to apologize for not our show, not our episode on Tetris Attack. I feel like we talked about this game for like 8 minutes, mm-hmm. and I feel like that's all it really needed. Mm-hmm. But I feel bad that we didn't deliver out game content. That's I feel bad about that.
There wasn't a lot to it, really.
Let's re-record it. Let's just make stuff up.
That's what we have Paul. Paul, what's Paul playing today? He picked up our slack for that.
Thanks, Paul.
He gave us an additional 13 minutes of content that we could
We definitely appreciate it.
I think we should also bring up a former guest host of Super Bomberman fame, Ramon Federico Castillo III,
yeah.
has started his YouTube channel, Countdown's Corner, mm-hmm. where he is reviewing, I think, a lot of current...
really new games.
PC games, right? PC.
No, I think he's playing... He's doing Destiny, mm-hmm. and I think he's streaming it from the X-Bone.
Okay.
The quality looks great. It really does.
Mm-hmm. And so we'll have a link to Countdown's Corner in the show notes.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, we're going to be back. We're going to be talking about Kane and Cecil and Rosa and...
Radia.
And all the other reindeer.
Edge, Sid, Palom. Porum, Tella,
Matt Ryan,
Yang.
Ryan Matthews. In the meantime, you can always find us on tadpog.com. That's where the show notes live. And yes, I made a football reference. Go ahead and mark that on the board. Football references made by Dave. One. You can also find us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/tadpog. There are a lot of cool people there doing a lot of cool shit, posting a lot of cool shit, asking us questions, commenting on the show. If you haven't made your way to the Facebook page yet, give it a shot. That's what I'd say. Or if you just never use Facebook but want to stroke your egos, just like it and then log out of Facebook forever again. That's fine. You can also find us on Twitter. We are at @tadpog_podcast. It's cumbersome, I realize. Thank you, everyone who retweets our tweets, especially our show announcements. That's really nice because we want to reach new listeners. And if you like the show, the people who follow you probably like the show too, unless they're your Grammy or your Nana, and then she might not like it at all.
Might
not. Or Josh's mom. Or Josh's thanks for mom. Disgusting.
Who is in the same boat as Jacob. So
that's what she gets for cutting me off in traffic. So
you can call us if you want. At 270-883-2555. Leave us a question. Try to keep it under 3 minutes. It can be video game related. That's great. Or it could be just, I don't know, genital related.
Mm-hmm.
That'll make Jacob and Josh's mom really happy.
Or you could text us questions where we're opening the doors to Manpog 2.
Mm-hmm. I've already got
Electric Boogaloo.
I've got a Manpog question already.
Yeah.
So thank you for sending that in. If you have any more, we actually prefer text because... then our wives have to actually read these.
Yeah.
That means that these words have to come out of their mouths. So they can be your puppets to say whatever the fuck you want them to say.
Because we guarantee they'll say it. Meg is like Ron Burgundy. If you just put it in front of her in a prompter, she's just going to say it.
And Meg's job is on the line.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. See if you can get Meg fired contest. Manpog 2.
AKA Nikki reads a lot of shit from text. That's all I got, unless I forgot something.
Our theme song, John Turley.
That's Moves by Sycamore Drive, a link to which can be found in the show notes at tadpog.com.
I like that. I feel like we should cut that and then just like tack it on the end of each episode. So like we do Meg's disclaimer at the beginning.
Meg's intro and John's outro.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for being on the show, John. I feel like at this point, we don't have to thank you anymore, right?
I was thinking the exact same thing. I was like, they're going to thank me, but they really shouldn't.
How many episodes have you been on, John?
I don't even know, man.
Phil Hawkins has promised me that tally. I've been waiting for that for a while. Because he claims he has listened to every episode of Tadpog twice.
Phil, I'm having a baby. The least you could do is tell me how many episodes John Turley
has. And you told Dave that he shouldn't have one. And you've been from not having a baby.
He specifically said, Dave, you should not have a baby because I can tell you would be a horrible child based on the rune you're going to get tattooed at the base of your penis. That is not a thing a dad does.
It's not. It sounds horrible, too. Can't imagine how much that would hurt. Sorry.
So until next time, Tropical Capricorn!
That sounded almost Irish.
Tropical Capricorn!
The thing I do now. That's my thing now. Is everyone cool? Is everyone okay with this?
Turn 30. It's my thing now.
I figured I needed something to really set myself apart from all the other podcasters. So Tyler, whenever you talk, I'm just going to do this in the background.
Now that James Gandolfini's dead, it's going to be my thing.
I inherited it. It's in his will.